Audience, Episode 1, December 5th, 2009. Hosted by myself, Justin Quinton. Music by myself. And all production by myself. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy. I wanted to do a podcast that sounded upbeat and, you know, kind of got in your face. It sounded like I knew what I was doing. It sounded excited about life. But you know what? It's just not me. I got to hire somebody to do it. Oh, well, I'll give it a shot. My name is Justin. Try that again. My name is Justin. I am the CEO of Nothing. No, really, it's nothing. Nothing cool. Actually, it's a project called Metalfish Media, and I am starting it up, and I'm the only one involved right now, and it's just a thought in my head and about 10 pages of notes in my book, and I decided to make a podcast about it. It doesn't even exist, so it's a podcast about nothing. I also have a magazine that just only exists in my head. It's called No Audience. It's based in southern Alberta, Canada, for those of you who are listening internationally. It's about our local art scene and music, and more importantly, the lack thereof. Hence the reason it's called No Audience, because really, I don't see an audience here in Medicine Hat. There's 60,000 people in my town. I'll just give you a reference. There are a handful of people that appreciate the arts, but overall, this being Alberta and being southern Alberta, it's almost the stereotype of the southern United States. It's a bunch of rednecks, a lot of farmers, good people, don't get me wrong, you know, set in their ways. Not a whole lot of liberation here in this town. I'd really hate to be a gay man walking down the street here, because there's not very much appreciation for anything outside of the norm. It's like the 1950s, actually. It's the only comparison I can give that might strike home with you. It's like the 1950s. It's, you know, male-dominated, oil-dominated, oil and gas. Here I am, a musician trying to fit in here, a photographer, and mostly people don't give a shit. I got a day job. I'm an electronics communications, you know, technician and engineer, whatever you want to call it. I do a bit of everything, and it's my day job. It feeds myself and my kids, and I'm just creating a magazine, creating a media company. I just want to create whatever I can just to get the name out, get people interested, to break the molds that we live in this community about art and its importance to culture, to youth, to people, and how you go anywhere else in Canada and it's just more, you see it, you live it, you experience it, you feel it. And you come to this part of Canada, I've been here 6 years, and you don't feel it. It's a very empty, very, I don't know, money-orientated, material-orientated, art and culture and music and, you know, bringing people together and just feeling at one with everybody is not in the agenda for what I've seen in this part of Alberta, or Canada, I guess you could say. Now, it's different. I feel that in Regina, and that's, you know, a few miles east. I feel it somewhat in Calgary. There's a great art community there. I feel it in Lethbridge even, which is a few miles to the southwest. Why is it that there is just a huge void of anything or any appreciation for the arts here in Medicine Hat? Now, I'll get back. Metalfish Media, probably wondering about the name Metalfish. It's not because I'm from Newfoundland originally. It's just, I drew up a fish one day, just coming up with logos, and I drew a fish, and I just put metal plating on the side because it looked kind of cool. You know, first thing that came to mind was metal trout, and that, of course, you know, that's kind of stupid, or, you know, metal salmon, but how about just metal fish? It stuck. It looked good as a logo. It's a mean looking metal fish, and I wrote metal fish across the side of it, and I stick media underneath it, and all of a sudden it's metal fish media. Well, what does that mean? I mean, what is it? It's just me, right? It's not a company. I don't have a location. I don't have an office. I'm sitting in my shed right now in my backyard. It's an idea, and it's gonna hopefully turn into something more. I'm gonna try to attract and bring the other artists and musicians out of the woodwork and out of hiding, because I know they're here. I play in a band. I fill in a band. I don't play with them on a constant basis, but I fill in for them. We played a gig, so we can say we're a band. And I've seen the musicians around town. I've played open mics. We have a Medicine Hat Idol competition here I've seen in the bars. You know, I've seen good talent here, both musically, photography. I haven't yet to go out and see a theater like a play, but I'm sure it's there too. I mean, all aspects of art are here in this city, but they do not get the appreciation or the time, or, you know, it seems like something people do, I don't know, I can't even think of the word. It's just a thing that some people do, and they kind of keep it quiet to themselves, or it's something that uppity people see and do. It's not really something common folk do, and there's a lot of common folk here in this town. I mean, there's a lot of uppities, but there's a lot of people like me. I mean, I'm in my 30s, and like I said, I've been living here for 6 years. I'm raising my family here. It's in all other aspects besides the one that is nearest and dearest to myself is great about this city. The crime is very well hidden deep. You know, it exists, but nobody wants to talk about it, kind of thing, which is fine with me. I mean, keep it out of the media if you want. You know, my kid goes back and forth to school, my kids, and I feel safe in this town. I know there's a lot of drugs, and when they get older, it might be a problem, but for now, that's why I'm here. I'm here to raise my kids. My wife is from this town, and I plan on staying here for a while. What I can't really, I can't make peace with is just finding the media that's out there and the audience, and there's no audience. I'm getting back to that topic anyway. I'm starting to ramble. I'm going to talk about what I want to achieve with No Audience as a podcast, as a possible print magazine in the future. Might be quarterly, monthly. It'll never be weekly by any means, unless it turns into something big and I get my hands out of it. I just don't have time. So at least quarterly. And the podcasts, I'll try to do those as at least, you know, monthly. It's going to start off small. It's going to start off random, whatever it takes. I'll put as much time in it as I can. What I want to do is just push the boundaries, liberate Medicine Hat, Southern Alberta, and just get them on par with what the rest of the world already knows, what they already see, I mean, what they already accept. Maybe not the rest of the world, rest of Canada, we'll say, and, you know, parts of the United States. I mean, there's people that need liberation all over the world, but in terms of what's acceptable, you know, alternate lifestyles, gay, lesbian, nudity, just anything that makes people feel uncomfortable and needs to be brought out into the open, that, you know, I'm not saying go above and beyond what's socially acceptable. What I want to do is this area that I live in needs to come up to par with the rest of Canada. You know, it may never happen, but I'm going to try. That's all I can do. I can try, and I can be known for what I do. I know there are like-minded individuals in this town that feel the same way as I do, and it's going to be a voice for those people, for teens, for youth. I have every intention of showcasing, you know, other artists' work in this magazine, interviews on podcasts, play music on my podcast, if that's, you know, an option I can look into down the road. But as a print magazine, you know, I'd like to showcase poetry, photography, highlight upcoming events. You know, we get the news about all the major events in this town, and there's ways to see it. I mean, but there's a lot out there that don't get promoted, and I want to bring that to the forefront in a magazine that people can grab and pick up and look at and say, wow, this is This is made right here. This is what's happening here. This is what's going on. Just to change the opinions of people's minds and just give us a voice. Give us musicians a voice. Artists, we just want to be heard. We just want to get out there, find each other at the very least, become an audience for each other. I mean, we can't change the culture of, you know, Southern Alberta overnight. I mean, that's not going to happen. There is not going to change like that. But what it can do is bring the people that do appreciate what, you know, I do as a musician and what you do as a photographer and what, you know, he does as a, you know, whatever. It's just bring it to the forefront. Like, we're here. We live in this city. Most of us, from what I see, live under rocks, and we exist among a very limited group. And once we get a voice, once we meet, once we find each other and support each other, it could spread, hopefully. You know, it could grow. We could attract attention from other places. We could bring our own work and attract the attention of different places in Canada and the world. You know, put Medicine Hat on the map as a place for art and entertainment. There's no reason why we can't. There's 60,000 people here, at least, and there's a lot of talent here, and there's no reason why we can't come together and put that into the faces of the people and the hands and on our local TV station. And it's promoting and it's getting people excited and getting people drawn in. I mean, we do have a huge jazz festival every year, but, you know, jazz, as great as jazz is, and I appreciate it, I'm sure a lot of people do. I used to play in a jazz band, so I'm not slamming jazz, but there is so much more in Medicine Hat than jazz. You know, we can be known for more than jazz. There's metal bands here that I've heard practicing in their garage that are just blowing my mind. They're so good. I mean, I'm not a big metal fan, but these guys are just nailing it. And here they are playing in their garage, and you never hear about them. You might see a poster stuck to a pole now and then, but nobody cares about those guys. And I do. I want to care about them. I want to give them the promotion they want or they deserve. I want to interview them, photograph them. I just want to get these guys out of their garages and into venues and just show the world what we got. Okay, I've talked about what No Audience, the magazine, the podcast, the idea. I've talked about what that is and what I plan to achieve with that in the future, or at least the immediate future. That's where it's at. In terms of what Metalfish Media is, it's the umbrella company, I suppose. It's just the name of what I want to do with it all. It's my company name. It's not official. Like I said, it's in my head. It's just an idea. And it's going to be the umbrella of all the creative things I do. Because like I said, I have my hands in many different things. Musically, photography, writing. I do a lot of things. And I'm involved with a few people that are also involved in different disciplines of art. What Metalfish is, it's going to be kind of like a virtual studio. Obviously, there's no income right now. I can't go out and rent a 2,000 square foot a building to have a studio, a proper studio, whether it's music or a photography studio, whatever. I can't do that. But I was struck with an idea and a thought doing some online research. It's the virtual studio. I have a website. Oh, I have a personal one for my photography, but Metalfish will have its own website, and that will be the front door of the studio. For all the creative works in which I want to get involved with, whether it's in print, No Audience as a magazine, a podcast, my music recordings, performance, I do both. I can work with other musicians. I can work solo. I can record my own albums. I haven't expanded to the point where I can record a full band or anything, but, you know, down the road. As for photography that I do a lot of, it's all location photography. I pack up my gear. I find a location. I show up. I shoot. Right now, I would love to have my own studio, but really it's feeding my ego more than it is, you know, the business plan. Just can't shell out that much money for a studio when there's absolutely no money coming in right now. But what Metalfish is going to focus on, of course, is all forms of media. It's print, music. I dabble in video. I'm not by any means a video expert, but I have fooled around with it. I've created my own short videos, some kind of music ideas, music videos. I enjoy it. I have a video camera. I edit. I'm not a pro, but there are people in this city, I'm sure, that could do it, are going to be willing to do it and contribute. Same with Photoshop pros, you know, closet musicians. Like, they're all out there, and I want to bring those guys and girls in and have them express their art, get a firm hold on where they want to go, and build their own portfolios. It may never be a profitable company. It may take off. I have crazy ideas. I like to do t-shirts even, you know, just to promote the heck out of this thing and help other artists and just go gung-ho and have fun. And at the end of the day, it might not turn into anything, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to bring a lot of people together. And if it does that, then it's accomplishing what I want it to do. In saying that, I see I'm reaching the 20-minute mark of my podcast, which I'm very surprised. I've never done this. I'm quite an introverted person, so talking into a microphone in my shed to God knows how many people is both intimidating and liberating at the same time, I suppose. So my name is Justin Quinton. I'm here from Medicine Hat. Thanks for tuning in, and hopefully it won't be too long before I get another one of these out. Thanks a lot. You can check out my own personal website at www.quintonphoto.com. That's Quinton photo.com. I got my photography work on there. Hopefully Metalfish and No Audience will both have their own websites in the near future. You can find the link to my blog on my photography website, and look me up on Facebook, Twitter. I use all that stuff. Thank you very much.